feel like we're going to break into Eye of the Tiger sometimes when I hear that. But this is Podcast Terbia's Brew Review. I'm Brian. He's Dave. Welcome for another episode.
The Brew of the Tiger. the IPA of the Tiger. I don't know.
Do we have a Tiger IPA?
I hadn't got that. But I'm going to, like, now every time I hear that, it's going to be like, you know, and I can't remember how the words go all of a sudden. But yeah, it's
rising up back on the street.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right. Enough of me singing.
We had you dancing earlier.
I was dancing earlier. I like dancing.
Good stuff.
In my chair. Or I don't get, my feet were hurting by doing that, and yet I was in my chair. So.
Oh.
It's time for beer. And I'll go first.
Friend, it is always time for beer.
It is.
I need to re-record that sound clip because the one I have is way too quiet.
But is it?
Yeah. I can do it. You want to hear it?
What is your sound clip?
Can you even hear that?
No.
Yeah, it's really quiet. Yeah. It's a Farscape episode, sound clip from, like, he's having this delusion. All sci-fi or fantasy. We'll do your beer and we can talk about this.
That's great. Okay.
Tropes.
Very good. Yeah. So, for me today, I'm taking a trip back to the Flying Dog Brewery.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And
I think three of your last four have been Flying Dogs.
I've had a few. I'm actually trying to go back and figure out what the heck we've drank so far, because I'm go to the store and I'm like, all right, I've had that before. But when?
Have we recorded it?
This is something, though, I've definitely not had, and it's not even an ale. So.
Are you ill?
It's the Flying Dog. Numero uno. Agave cerveza.
Oh, nice. So it's like a probably a quality tequila.
Yeah, exactly. Lager beer brewed with
another one too.
Tequila.
Tequila was old. That was like late 90s. And then Budweiser did one more recently.
That tequila flavored.
Yeah. Beer. It was interesting. It was all right. Oh, cool.
So with agave nectar and with lime zest added. It's poorly written. Lager beer brewed with agave nectar and with lime zest added. It just doesn't roll off the tongue. 4.9%. Optimal by this year. And that's it. So it's going to be clear.
It's a lager. It's fine.
It's limey. It's
limey?
It smells like limey. Not slimy. It smells like lime.
I didn't say slimy, limey. So it's limey, so it smells like a British person. Okay.
I'm going to spill this all over.
Yes, I'm a limey.
Oh, good.
It smells limey.
It looks like a lager.
Oh, that is just sexy, though. I've gotten into a lot of the lighter lagers lately.
Hand out of the way there. There you go.
It's clear. I can see you.
It is clear.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And I smell the lime, so here we go.
Do this. Tequila. So we should have had that sound clip queued up. And that's, wow, there's a look.
I mean, there's no tequila flavor, and there's no agave. I don't know what an agave is supposed to taste like in a beer, because to be honest with you, I never had the tequizas.
Oh, you hadn't?
No, because it just sounded vile to me, but this is a beer show, and I need to try things that I'm not used to. It's fine. It tastes like Bud Light Lime.
It's probably pretty easy. It's probably something you may not choose to, but you could.
It will give me gas.
That easily without, yeah. You know, that's probably a good grilling beer, would be my guess.
Yeah,
you know,
or
before.
Or
an easy
eating, or eating tacos.
Ready tacos.
I got a plate of tacos. Yeah, you know what? That's kind of more closer to what it is. It's got that, although it's like a Corona Light, not Corona, with the lime. So the light, because the Corona Light is lighter. That you this is the cutting edge stuff you get on this show. So. It's fine. I don't hate it. It's fine. It's like you said, it's a situational beer. It's one that I'll have a six pack and I'll drink it all. It's nothing fancy. Lagers aren't typically my thing. But I don't hate on it because it doesn't have that vile sweetness. I think the lime kind of kills that a little bit, so that's nice.
But not something you would necessarily seek out either, so sounds like.
It would be situational. It'd be like, we're eating Mexican food tonight, and I want something that's going to kill the, you know, the habanero salsa. You know, something that's quick.
That's what tequila's for. Vodka is really good for that, but sure. If you're going to have beer.
Well, if you need something like, oh shit, that's hot, I need to drink something now, I'm not going to down tequila.
It'll chemically, it'll do better than
probably
beer.
Will.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
All right. I'm kind of excited. I would try that one in a heartbeat. Cause that's kind of right up my alley a little bit with some of the stuff that I've been doing. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Don't hate on it. Good to go. I'd have it again. Go to you.
Okay. So I have, one of the larger
giant bottles,
22 ounce bottles. I've done this brewery on the show before. I've never done this beer. But I have, had this beer at the brewery in San Diego.
Okay.
This is a Ballast Point. I just had this a little while ago. Ooh. And it is the Ballast Point Thai Chili Wahoo. So it's a wit beer with Thai chili, lime, and natural ginger flavor. So somehow.
Wahoo.
Thai chili Wahoo. I'm holding it up to the camera.
Okay, that's a Wahoo. I hope there's no Wahoo in there.
No, I don't think so. So that's you and gross. I somehow magically both got lime stuff.
Yeah.
So, and the ginger for you. So.
Well, thank you.
So.
Does that beer have soul?
It's got something. This is actually only, so it's actually a Pils glass. And I think it's only 16 ounce. So. This will also be very, very,
very transparent. Yep.
It'll be as. Oh, I can smell it from here. Like I said, I've had this, and I was.
Does it smell like Wahoo?
No, it smells better.
Okay, good. Because fish beer is.
Should have had. I should have had Blur's song 2 keyed up. Wahoo! You know. You know the song I'm talking about?
I do, Song 2 or whatever it's called. I think it's called Song 2 or something.
Oh, Song 2, yeah. So I got my head shaved by a jumbo jet, yeah. That's what the words are. I got my head shaved by a jumbo jet.
Speaking of head, you had a nice head when you poured that, and now it's gone.
it did go quickly. It's it's going to be, like I said, I've had it. It's going to be very thin. This is, I'm excited. Just shush.
Drink it up. Drinking it up. It's darker than mine. Mine's lighter in color than his. It's.
But that's the camera.
Is it?
It is. It's really, really not that.
I mean, mine looks real yellow. Clear. Like
pee. Yeah, mine is darker, but not a lot darker. Oh, man. So this is a fun time of the year for me as we're, you know, less than 2 weeks away from the official beginning of summer. And chili beers come out, and I love chili beers. I just think they're fun. I could not drink an entire six pack of a single one, but having the different ones is just a ton of fun to me.
Sure.
It's a fun sensation. I enjoy it. I love chili peppers. You know, I typically grow them in the yard. So this is,
they're on my purchase list, in the coming weeks. I'll be having those, to try. Like you said, it's not something I think I could even drink a six pack of. So it'll be something that I will buy. As
you
singles.
Buy one. Yeah. This is a 22, Sriracha there is a Sriracha one made by, Rogue Brewery out of Oregon, which is all right. I'm a little heathenistic in that I love, hot sauces and, you know, hot chilies and all that, but I'm not a huge Sriracha fan. I don't dislike it, but it's, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those,
The idea of that kind of scares me too, but it's something I've going to have to try, intrigued by the idea. The bottle looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so you've seen it then?
Oh, the Rogue, Sriracha beer. I've seen the bottle. It looks like a Sriracha bottle.
Yeah. But 22 ounces.
Yep.
They have a, Rogue used to have, I used to be able to find it at Trader Joe's. It was the only place I could find it. Even though it was a Rogue, but it was, the Chipotle ale. which was really good. So it was, you know, the chipotles are smoked, so they're actually a little on the easier. It's kind of a different. I don't know. They still make it, and it was the very first chili beer I'd ever had. And so that was kind of what got me into it, and really, because it was easy. It was smoky, almost like a smoked porter, but it was an ale, and it was, you know, chili. Mm-hmm. So it had really nothing to do with like a smoked porter, but you get what I'm saying. So
I'm going to go there and then I'm going to back away. I'm going to go there and back away.
They really didn't have anything to do with each other except for the whole smoked reference. Right.
But that's okay. Yeah. You know, as I'm drinking this one, it is definitely one of those. I mean, it's almost gone. It's one of those beers that, I will drink down fast to get to the next one. So to go double back a bit, it would be something I would buy six of for the evening, like that. You know, I'm going to a party and I'm going to want to have, you know, not sip on a beer all night. I'm going to want to pound a few.
Yeah,
I'd probably do this one because it's not terrible. It's better than any of the domestics or the lime or the flavored domestics that I've had. So
that's fair.
I would drink it over that, but it's because it's not as overpowering, because you get, well, like with Bud Light Lime, you get to the point that it's you're better off just getting one of their flavored malt ones than drinking Bud Light Lime, because that's just gross. Because Bud Light's not good.
Well, yeah.
And then you add lime to it. So you take not good and make it less good, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not a big thing of putting, like, the Hefeweizen with the orange wedge. You know, and I say I'm not a big thing about putting the fruit in a beer, but I will do, like, the fresh lemonade in beer.
Right.
You know, so I say one, like, oh, I'm not a big thing of doing that, and then I do whatever. You know, I'm just going to shut up.
And I think that's something we'll get into. I think it's something we should not avoid. And when we do have one of those beers that are historically served with a fruit, we should do that. Because why not?
Okay. We'll do our cheap beer episode.
Right.
We'll do the Corona and lime. Maybe not that one.
Corona is so gross. There's so many gross beers out there. You know, I actually look at a bunch of beers too. I go to that section. I go to a couple stores, and the one store I go to, I can't get singles of, so I have to buy sixes, and that's usually the most convenient store for me to go to, but they have a great variety. But you get to that section where you're in the micros and the craft beers, and you get into, it's like a wall of IPAs, because that's what most of these companies make.
Yeah.
And then you'll have like a random, and they'll all also make some sort of flavored stout. Like none of them can just make a stout. It's an oatmeal stout. It's a coffee stout. It's a chocolate stout. It's some sort of flavored stout that they'll have.
Vanilla nitro stout, gunpowder stout.
But yeah, you're into all brown bottles.
Stout.
Yeah. And then you get to the clear bottle section. So you've got all the Mexican beers and the Latin American beers, you get just all that.
Yeah.
And then you kind of phase in as the remaining clear bottles and green then bottles.
Then you get into the European stuff, and it's all the green bottles.
Green or some clear bottles, but a little.
And your Heinekens and.
Yeah, Heineken, Moosehead, all that.
Probably some Rolling Rock in there, but also known as Headache in a Bottle.
Yep.
But
there are not bad beers. There are some beers peppered in there that are not necessarily bad, but that I feel like doing on the show. But I'm trying to do stuff that a lot of people wouldn't have had. But I have a feeling we're going to have these episodes where we try, like maybe we'll have a good beer, but here's our domestic of the week type follow up to it.
Like domestic of the week or like macro brew of the week?
Or macro brew, because you're going to have some sure imports that are,
yeah. We'll do the, you know, the Heineken or the.
Which are gross.
I'm not a huge fan of regular Heineken.
Heineken Light I like.
But I like Heineken Light.
And I have liked regular Heineken if it's in a can. It is something to do with the bottle.
Yeah.
That regular Heineken is skunked.
And I've had Heineken on tap. Fine. I've been all through Europe, and Heineken is the most prolific beer in the world. It is sold into more countries than any other beer.
Really?
Yes. Because it was... technically being part of Amsterdam, which is part of, you know, their quote-unquote neutral. And so they sold into the red states, meaning the Soviet Union, into China and all of that. Mm-hmm. So they could get in there. So, yeah, it is the largest brewery, basically, in the world. And because it's, you know, and sold into more countries in the world than anything else. Because you go into Europe and you don't find Budweiser products.
Right.
Period.
They don't typically export.
Yeah, you will find, I have been over there. I've seen Coors Light. Mm-hmm. And I have seen Miller Genuine Draft. And that's of the major Americans, that's it. And you don't see any crafts.
Am I wrong, though, in remembering hearing that in Ireland, though, Budweiser is...
Ireland was MGD. And MGD was the cool thing to drink, because it was like drinking a Guinness is over here. You know, because there it's an import.
Right. And it's not like anything they typically make.
No, because it's
I mean, they have Harp.
The closest thing they have to it is probably that you would find over there would be Heineken, but it's nowhere like it. You know, MGD is kind of unique. It's also, compared to like Guinness, it's also a very high alcohol content, because Guinness is very low and MGD is actually one of the highest of the U.S. macro brews at
5.5-ish?
It's like 4.9 or something.
Oh, it's
like,
not that. Okay.
It's like right at 5.
But Guinness, I believe, is sub 4.
It's like 3.2. Guinness is actually one of the least alcoholic and least caloric. So very, very low calorie, very low, just in its natural form. And then you get Guinness Light, and that's a whole different story.
Well, yeah, they have so many little.
It's just a half thing of Guinness. Yeah. So.
They have a lot of offshoot Guinnesses now, though.
They have like the Guinness Dark and the Guinness Lager and
Nitro.
Some like Guinness
IPA Guinness. I don't know. Well, we'll have to. I'm sure we'll check all them out eventually as well.
Yep.
But I'm good with this one. And yeah.
Gonna get another one?
I think we have to get to another show.
Get to another show, or get to another beer, in this show.
I don't know. I think it's time. I think we're going to wrap up this show.
Okay. If you say so.
Because I want to get to next week.
Okay.
And I'm going to run there really fast. No, email us what your thoughts are on these beers. We both got limey flavored beers. And
by pure chance.
And what are your thoughts on the beers that add those types of fruit flavors? We've talked about the citrus IPAs, but lagers with the limes. Tell us what your thoughts are on those. Do you like those? You remember Tequiza? Was it good? Tecate was the other one.
Yeah, Tecate. I'm better with Tecate. Well, I mean, you have Tequiza. Well, no. Tecate is like a competitor to Corona.
Okay, so what was that other one? Tell us what that other one was, because we're dumb and not going to look it up. Email us at beer@podcastderbia.com. You could also check us out on Facebook or Twitter at podcastderbia. The Brewer Review, REVUE.com.
I think I've been spelling it wrong on our YouTube page.
That's okay.
But it's okay.
You'll find us.
You'll still find us in the podcast area. It's all there.
We're not that far. No. So that's it for me, Brian. For him, wherever he is, Dave. We'll see you next time.
You're on the mic side. I'm on the mic side. All right. Good night, everybody.